If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring? And the answer is pilgrims. If you don't get it, I don't care. Welcome to the episode. Ding, ding, ding.
Hello, welcome back. I did get it, by the way.
That's good.
History knowledge 1 plus.
Yeah. Kind of a dead joke for the beginning.
Yeah.
Yee. Oh no, not yee. We had that before had the episode.
Just now, yeah.
I know.
I was already thinking about rhymes with June and yeah, but
it was an April and May rhyme, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. But April what was it?
If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Yeah, I thought to continue it after May, April, May, then there's June.
If May flowers bring pilgrims, what do June flowers bring?
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah. How is it already nearly July?
I don't know, but nearly half of the year is gone with the wind.
Yeah, time flies. Tomorrow will be the longest day, or the most daylight in the day in the year.
Yeah, and one day after tomorrow, I have my driving lessons to drive at night, so... That's a very convenient time to do that. Where there's the least possible amount of night on a day. Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
So you have to drive really fast to get far within the night.
Yeah. We can go to the east very far and then there's gonna be darker there.
Just drive with the moon.
Mm-hmm.
That's a solid plan.
Yeah.
I don't know how fast the Earth is spinning to avoid the daylight.
I think it would be possible.
30 kilometers an hour.
You have to... No, you have to do it by plane at least. Because...
Yeah,
you have to drive around the world in one day.
Yeah.
That's quite a far away. I mean, if you do it on the poles, it's no problem, but...
I think the diameter is about... Is it? No, 12,000 kilometers is the diameter, but what's the...
I think...
Equator.
Yeah, I think on there it's like 48,000 or something.
It's 40,000.
Yeah.
But, well, if you are in Germany, so not on the equator...
Yeah, it's still a long way.
It's not... that much. It's like only a third or so.
Nah, so let's, I think it's more.
I don't care. Let's calculate with 10,000 kilometers. Maths on the podcast. Also very new. Divided by 24 is still 416 kilometers per hour. So that's manageable with a car, but find the streets for that. And a car. But yeah, it would be easier with a plane.
Yeah. I think at around our... at the 15th degrees north or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's around where we are, right?
Yeah.
And there it is like 25,000 kilometers that you have to go or to get around the world. That in one day is pretty far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you calculate that, or if you divide it by 24, then you have the speed that you would have to go at. We can do that really fast. That would be 1,055 kilometers an hour You won't get that with a car. That's gonna be very, very difficult.
So I got something. If you're on 52 degrees north, I think that's where we are about.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have about 12,730 kilometers.
What? That sounds strange. I mean,
also you'd have to drive over the ocean, and
yeah, this but we is only the straight line. This. Yes, but that doesn't matter anyway. We just wanted the distance, but
yeah.
If one of our information is not right, I mean, I don't know if it's mine or yours, but the 50 degrees north can't be 25,000 kilometers, and then 52 degrees north can't be 10,000.
Actually got a calculator for that, for the radius, and it sounds or seems legit. So the 50th degrees would be 12,731, so it's about a kilometer or two more.
Alright, yeah. I'm very confused, but never mind. Yeah,
yeah, Berlin is 52.5. It says it right here.
Alright, then 52 it is.
Yeah. So the best plan would be to take a plane, but it's your driving lesson, so...
Yeah,
it's not the option for that, except you'd drive in the storage room of the plane. Yeah, isn't there a series or a movie with that where they escaping the daylight with the plane?
I don't know. Is it called
Only Daylight or something? I don't know, but yeah. Have you watched into the Ryan Trahan Penny series?
Not enough. I have watched a very little bit of
you're
it.
You're not up to date.
And no, I'm not.
But have you seen an entire episode or just only parts of an episode?
I've only seen parts of one. yeah.
He's already on day 20.
Yeah, he is.
He's nearly there. He already... no, I'm not going to spoil.
Yeah, well, I was...
But he's not finished yet.
Yes, I have still time to catch up. I will do that.
Yeah, about 10 days. Mm-hmm. Then it's over, whether he completed the challenge or he failed, but then 30 days are over.
Yeah, it's just 3 videos a day. I can do that.
Yeah, definitely. One video is between 10 to 20 minutes, so you're through 3 videos a day in about 45 minutes average, I think.
Yeah.
So
sounds positive.
Half of a Stranger Things episode.
Yeah. Mm. The last one, at least the last one, already available is like 1 hour and 50 minutes or something.
I thought 38, but still very long, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy, but it's really good.
Have you seen all of them?
Not yet.
The available ones?
I have watched all of the available minus half an hour. yeah, I...
So you are in the episode, in the finale episode?
Yes, yes.
But I have not... continued to watch since last week.
Yeah.
So I'm still in episode 2 or 2 finished and starting with 3.
Yeah.
But I have no hurry.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. Do you remember, or did we actually talk about it, about the Ukrainian and Russian war and McDonald's?
I think we didn't talk about the McDonald's okay. stuff.
Yeah, so they closed a lot of McDonald's in Russia for the obvious reason. And now they are kind of back in Russia. But like in a sneaky way. And it's not like officially McDonald's, but they are back in the original locations. They have renamed the McDonald's app in Russia to My Burger. The logo is still very, very similar to the McDonald's logo. It's still an M, kind of, in a simplistic way, with like a dot and two like eyes. But like it's supposed to be a burger patty or a bun and two fries, but it's like a simplistic M. For My Burger, obviously, not for McDonald's. But it's like just the McDonald's app with a new logo and different name.
Yeah.
They also have the exact same food and drinks. I also have seen a review on Instagram where someone said it is exactly as before, except the Coke is worse.
Yeah, sad.
That was very funny. But yeah, also the day of its grand reopening, yeah, time to coincide with the Russia Day, which is super symbolic of the new area of the East-West relations. And at the very same location where the reopening was, by the way, the Pushkin Square in Moscow, and there was also the first opening of McDonald's in Russia in 1990. And yeah, more than 1,000 former McDonald's restaurants will now be part of the new chain, My Burger.
That's freaking symbolic. I mean, of course they will do that, but that's really crazy. It's like the Iron Curtain has fallen again over Europe to continue with the symbolism. But yeah, it's crazy. I mean, 1990 was the year where they finally started to ease up the relations between the West and Russia. And the Cold War was basically declared over, or that's like the point of view that we now have. We can say it's about them that it happened. And I think McDonald's is like one of the biggest American brands worldwide, and that they open up a shop or a restaurant in Moscow is definitely a big symbol to show that the Cold War is over, and now to completely turn it around again. That's it's crazy times. And yeah, we just can hope that it won't be that close to a nuclear war again, like it was in the Cold War. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, so partly of a result of Western sanctions on economic activity with Russia, they closed all the McDonald's restaurants in Russia, and now at the exact locations they reopen as My Burger.
Yeah, but is it like a rush? Yeah, of course everything is controlled by the state in Russia. Basically, but that's not just
controlled social media.
Yeah, but that's not just like McDonald's who are saying, we still want the cash from there, and we're just rebranding it there and splitting the company.
It's not official, but it's very suspicious because you can buy the exact same stuff and the logo is.
But do you think it's
the same? And if you,
do you think it's like Russia trying to imitate McDonald's to give the Russian people...
No, I think it's McDonald's still wanting money from Russia.
All right. Crazy. Yeah, I have no idea. It's just...
That's what I think.
All right. Very interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Very sus.
Suspicious.
Do you know what else is sus?
We might lose another actor of the Fantastic Beasts crew.
Oh no. What I'm guessing.
Who? Ezra Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. yeah. I mean, he had his fair share of scandals in the past. What was it this time? I didn't read anything, but...
Yeah, I have brought an article today.
Very good.
And he has been arrested twice in the past few months and is accused of multiple instances of physical assault. And, yeah, as you kind of said, he has been accused of assault before. Allegations of violence. That's the article, quote. Allegations of violence have surrounded Miller since April 2020, when a video that appeared to show Miller choking a woman went viral. The incident took place in a bar in Iceland, and while the cops were not called, TMZ reported that Miller was asked to leave the bar. Earlier this year, Miller was arrested twice in Hawaii, first in March for disorderly conduct and harassment at a karaoke bar, and again in April for a second-degree assault, after they allegedly threw a chair at the 26-year-old woman in a private residence. Miller posted bail on clothes on both occasions and was released, but was charged for at least one of the incidents, and Hawaii police said in April that its investigation was ongoing. Also in April, unnamed, but maybe also unarmed, couple filed and then dismissed a temporary restraining order against Miller, claiming that the actor who had stayed with them in Hawaii burst into their bedroom and threatened them. "I will bury you and your slut wife," Miller allegedly told the male victim. The couple claimed that Miller had also stolen personal belongings, including a social security card, a passport, and credit cards. What the hell?
Bro, what the fuck is going on? is...
Crazy. If he loses the position, I clearly understand. I will sign your petition if you start one.
Holy fuck, why?
Get him out of there.
Bro, he's like one of...
Imagine... We get Johnny Depp back as Credence.
That would be insane.
That would be crazy, yeah.
But why does he do this? He's one of very talented actor. He has huge roles.
Why do people do dumb stuff?
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah.
He also played Flash, didn't he?
Yeah.
In the Justice League.
Yeah, that's films. Kind of his main role.
Also Credence.
Where he's known from.
Yeah, those two are very big roles.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well... Let's hope that it gets better. Yeah, I don't know what to say to that. It's just clearly some dumb shit and very unforced. Or it's like, why? I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
it feels so random. Also, and that. They doesn't really is in a position where he could just stand over so much because he's clearly a very talented actor and has such big roles and so on. Why is he still doing stuff like that?
What happens that you choke people that they complain. I mean, obviously, if you, if it's a random person, you would complain. And what happens or what needs to happen that you throw a chair at someone?
Yeah, really. Maybe it's all drugs and so and stuff. No,
but that's still no excuse.
Yeah.
It would explain a few things, but
not. Yeah, it's an explanation, better. But no excuse.
Yeah. But I got some dumb stuff as well. Some other dumb stuff.
Some what could dumb be? Ways to die, maybe?
Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die. Dumb ways to die. So many dumb ways to die.
Yeah, it's been 7 weeks now. Since the last time, episode 90 and no, yeah, 59. Dancing Plague was the last episode. Don't know where that title comes from.
I don't know either.
Yeah, that's 7 weeks ago already. Where we had the last dumb ways to die, and only one dumb way as well.
But that was quite a big one.
Yeah. A weird one. And today we brought three. And the first one is Hans Steininger. He died in 1567. And he died when he broke his neck by tripping over his own beard. The beard, which was 1.4 meters long, or I got you Americans, 4.5 feet long at the time, was usually kept rolled up in a leather pouch. But this time, he, yeah, was tipping over his own beard and died.
Oh, no. Bam. I just had a cinema in my head and really imagined it, how it happened. That was,
yeah, it's like tipping over your own shoelaces, but in a more epic way.
Yeah,
in
was
the most epic way.
Yeah, I kind of stumbled over the detail that it's like 1.4 meters long, and it was like, that's pretty short, but then it just or it's not a short beard, don't get me wrong, it's just a short to reach your feet and that you can stand on it and stumble over it. But then I imagined him bowing down to kind of, I don't know, pick something up, and then he wanted to keep going, but stepped on the beard and then fell right fell over with the head in front, and but he can't pull his head up because he's standing on the beard, and so he falls right onto that and breaks his neck. It was
you might need
detailed
to jump and pull your beard front at the same time.
It was a very detailed image, and I'm now a bit worried about why it was so detailed, but yeah.
I got two other ideas about it. First of all, I think in the medieval ages they weren't as tall as humans are now.
Yeah, that's right.
And second thing, what was the second thing? Ah, yeah, maybe he was going upstairs or something.
Yeah.
So it would be easier than to step on your beard.
Yeah.
Or he was leaning forward while walking, maybe.
It was very old and had a stick and so on.
Okay, number two. François Fadel. He died in 1671, and in 1671 he had a big party of 2,000 people, a banquet, literally. And at this banquet, he organized
people?
It a banquet with François Vatel. François.
How many people were there?
2,000.
2,000. That's really that's big.
Yeah,
that's big.
Our school was really big with 1,000 people.
Yeah,
it's twice as much. Yeah, and he organized it, so you can imagine someone medieval age. Oh no, it's early modern age. He was so mad and in stress that the seafood was late. There was a delivery for seafood for the party, that he committed suicide with a sword because it was late, it wasn't arriving. But the funny part, or the dumb part of the story, is that his body was discovered later when someone came to tell him that the fish was arrived. Ironic.
Yeah. In German, we wouldn't say Bankier. We would say es aufgelage.
2,000 people is damn huge.
Yeah. But, I mean, for me, the dumb way to die was enough to just kill yourself when the seafood
is because the seafood is too late.
Imagine you're throwing a birthday party and you order pizza and it's not arriving after, I don't know, or it's like half an hour late and you're just killing yourself. What the fuck? Completely ruined the party. I mean,
oh
probably
no.
Didn't.
Oh no, poisson, oh late. Poisson. Où est mon poisson? Excusez-moi, français, va-t-elle? Où est mon poisson? Oui, et 2,000 people are waiting.
Merde, le poisson est late.
Merde, suicide, excuse. We also have baguette. Excuse. Oh, pardon, monsieur.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'll have to kill myself.
I guess
just eat me. We don't have the poisson. It's just late. Oh no. I don't know where it is. Where's the seafood? I don't know. Just eat me. 2,000 people eating this man.
Yeah.
No, he died in some small corner. I imagine that he died in a small corner. It just says on Wikipedia his body was discovered later when someone came to tell him of the arrival of the fish. Okay, last one. I actually forgot to note the date. I don't know. Not that important. But the story is unbelievable. I would say it's made up, but maybe no one could made up this story.
Wikipedia never lies.
Yeah, true. So we have John Cummings. He is a normal guy. I think it was like in 18 something. I forgot. Normal guy. He saw, he was in a circus and he saw a knife swallower. And he thought he could do this himself. So he began to actually swallow knives. If you don't or didn't know before, they don't actually swallow them. They just put it in their throat very deep, but they do it very carefully and pull it out then again. But he just saw it, was like, whoa, what the hell? But tried it himself and he actually swallowed knives. And on one occasion, he swallowed 4 knives, 4 at a time, but quickly passed 3 with no ill health. So he just shit them out. Only 3 what? Out of 4, but I don't know. Later, he swallowed again 14 knives.
What the fuck?
And after some days with abdominal pain, he passed all of them again. So, if that wasn't enough, he finally swallowed then again 20 knives and a clasp knife case. But after a few days, he only passed the case and died after 4 years in pain.
Oh,
because
no.
He swallowed 21 knives again. He had pain
what
for
4
years. On autopsy, a knife blade and spring were found in his intestines, whatever, and between 30 to 40 fragments of metal, wood, and horn in his stomach.
Bah, oh no, bah. Why?
I think that's our best dumb way to die yet.
Yeah, because that's really just fucking stupid. I mean,
yeah, that's literally the definition of dumb. Yeah. If I go on Wikipedia tomorrow, I want to see this death as an example of dumb.
Yeah, I mean, there was like no pressure at all. I mean, other people at least had a reason for doing dumb stuff. It's not his job. I mean, the reason was stupid.
Did it.
Yeah, the reason for for the deaths or for pressure was always stupid in those cases. But he just had no fucking reason at all to do anything like this and just decided out of nowhere to swallow 20 knives. That's, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's just fucking stupid. It's like... Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just looking it up right now. I think I was nearly there. John Cummings, March 1809. Yeah.
Bro, just don't swallow knives. Guys. If you have no idea how to do it, just don't.
Maybe just don't do it in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Cummings, the legend himself, died after 4 years of abdominal pain.
Bro. He just lived with it. Four years with, like,
the other guy just
20 knives in his
suicide because the seafood wasn't arriving.
And he was like,
with it for nah, 4 years. Bro,
I have literally 20 blades already in my body. I can live with that.
Yeah, also, he swallowed 4 knives, just 3 pairs. Then he decided again to swallow 14 knives. Had huge pain, but passed all of them this time. So, one knife still in him. But then after,
but he was the star.
After a total of 18 knives, he decided to again swallow 21 knives.
But he was the star of the village for one night, and I guess that was worth the pain for him. Oh. Poor guy.
It hurts myself.
Thinking of it. Why? Mm. Just why? Yeah, definitely sounds made up, but we're just gonna...
I don't know.
I mean, it's...
There's a source for it. Wait a minute.
All right.
Death of hell? The wrong guy. Ah, here. Oh. I clicked on the wrong link.
Real journalism are right here. Crazy.
No, but it says on Wikipedia. Happening. And I trust it. Because it sounds so dumb, no one can make that up.
Yeah. Everyone would be just like, nah, that's too stupid.
Trust me, bro. Here's the source.
Source, trust me, bro. Yeah.
Hmm. There's also a source for François Vatel. He was the majordomo. Is a person who speaks, makes arrangements, or takes charge for another of Prince Louis II, the Bourbon Condé, and was responsible for Prince the banquet Louis for 2,000 people. In honor of Louis XIV at the Chateau de Chantilly.
Oh. All right, now I'm starting to get the pressure of this guy. I mean, Louis XIV, wasn't he like the...
Yeah, Prince Louis II hosted a banquet in honor of Louis XIV. He's the big guy.
Crazy.
The Sun King.
Yeah, the Sun. He was called the Sun King, and like if you have a banquet for him, and then the poisson
the
is late.
Is
I do get the pressure. I mean, he just got himself the easier death probably in the end. I mean, I don't imagine Louis XIV as a guy who would be like, well, the party wasn't perfect, but never mind, I'll give you another try. No worries, mate. Just make sure the seafood isn't late the next time. I don't see him. I don't see Louis XIV in this, in that situation. I see him.
I don't know if they were taking out his routine. I mean, 2,000 people. There are
even though that's
more people
that's
involved.
A few hundred years
maybe,
later, but
maybe you'd blame the guy who was supposed to deliver the seafood and not the
no,
one
I
who
think
arranged everything.
No, I think it's the guy who's responsible that everything is going to plan. And if everything isn't going to plan because the seafood is fucking 13 minutes late...
Oh no,
then
poisson est late.
Mamma mia. Yeah,
I think...
That's
late in French.
I think...
En retard. Oh no. Où est le poisson? Le poisson est en retard.
I think the guy has seen his best days already, or has left his best days already behind him. When the seafood wasn't on point, he knew it was over, and he chose his, the time and place of his death by himself. I think there was not much going besides that. But never mind. The guy with the 20 swords or knives. That's a real hero. I mean, he was committed. Like all of them, he was really committed. Even though he didn't have to.
Possible title for today could be 4 years of abdominal pain.
Also could be just 20 knives.
Broachest shit knives. Also possible.
Yeah.
Just ate metal, bro.
Why you eating knives? Why
I'm just cutting my organs. I'm preparing for you.
Yeah. Just making a bit easier for the bacteria. Mm. Just giving them a head start, training the immune system.
Bro just swallowed 40 plus knives.
Yeah, they probably weren't that clean either.
I know if it was the same knife over and over again, or if those four knives are within those 14 knives.
Could be.
But in total,
three of them.
He inserted 4, 14, 18.
Quick maths.
Quick maths.
2 plus 2 is 4, minus 1, that's 3. Quick maths.
93 knives. Oh, and the spring, yeah, it's 93, about 14 knives. What the hell?
Not bad.
Just saw a guy in the circus swallowing knives. He doesn't actually swallow knives. I'm gonna do it myself. 14 knives later. Oh, it hurts.
What he can, I can
no
do too,
wonder.
Man. The knife swallower was like, you can do it too, man. Just believe in yourself.
Have you ever
and
looked at someone and wonder what is going
what
on,
is
inside,
going on
their
inside their head?
Okay, that's it for Dump Waste to Die and John fucking Cummings.
John fucking cunt.
John Legend. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
Okay, I got a new learning life hack. If it happens that you live in Tokyo, I don't know. Haven't seen in our insights that we have listeners from Tokyo, from Japan, but maybe there are. Maybe you use a VPN or something.
We're on to you, man.
We see you. There's a manuscript writing cafe in Tokyo that makes sure you get your work done by the deadline, and you can only go into that cafe if you bring work with you that is to be done. And yeah, when you enter the cafe, you get a ticket and you need to write down and tell the staff what you are planning to do and what you want to finish. And then you tell them how many times they should check in on you per hour. It's possible that they check on you up to 6 times an hour. And every time they see how far you got, they get you water or coffee, which is unlimited. You just get coffee and water until you're done. And an unlimited amount of snacks is supplied as well at no extra cost. The crazy price is just charged per hour, so they do want money for it, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
But it's only priced at charged per hour, which is fair, I think. Yeah. Also
depends on how much the price is, but
yeah.
Sounds fair.
Sounds fair with all the service you get. And they don't only check in on you. At the beginning, you also tell them what level of pressure they should put on you from low to high. I think it's interesting concept.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and if you're done, they will give you an orange stamp on your ticket that means that you are free to go.
Great, yeah.
Yeah. Mission completed. Sounds fun. I wonder if they close in some hour.
Yeah, just can they just go there at like 1 a.m. and be like, I gotta do stuff till 8 a.m.
Yeah, they also need to stay up very long. Yeah, maybe it's a 24-hour cafe or something.
Could yeah.
But it's it just opened recently.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's
maybe it's only open for 1 hour.
Yeah.
Very good concept, but just doesn't work out at this one point.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds really good. Also, with, I mean, they have pretty different working ethics in Japan, especially, I think, where there's just altogether like more work to do and more that they do, and like less free time and holidays and so on. So, yeah. It kind of fits into the image that I have from Japan. Something like that. Like, it sounds a bit crazy, but also very reasonable. And something that, like, is very useful, but it's, like, so, like, unconventional for Western standards that it wouldn't be here until it has been done and has been proved in somewhere else, like Japan, probably.
Yeah. I've seen it as a video of someone who actually got there and brought stuff to finish there and documented it when they got their ticket, got the stamp, and people checking in on a low pressure mode.
Mm-hmm.
And brought free snacks.
Yeah.
Oh, that definitely sounds like it should or would work. I imagine that you tell them to put high pressure on you and they go to you and just shout.
Yeah. You still haven't done anything. You lazy fuck.
Bro. Lazy as fuck, bro. Do something. Like this meme with the stick where someone pushes with the stick and says, come on, yeah. Do something.
Yeah, just a bit more.
But and smashing the person.
Yeah.
What the fuck, bro? You're lazy. Yeah,
take out their kendo sticks.
Baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball bat.
It does sound like a really good idea. I mean, the main point of working or that you get in the flow is that you eliminate all distractions, and you basically have done that by going into that cafe for the first or in the first place, and then you also have people who are telling you to do the work,
get
and
your ass up.
Yeah, and you also don't get to do the fun stuff basically, or do anything outside the coffee shop until the work is done. And I think that could be a very useful concept for many people.
Yeah. And you can't leave early because you signed something. I don't know what they will do.
Yeah.
Call the police or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's part of the deal. Maybe at some point they will let you go.
Yeah, of course. But it's like...
But it's like, well, then it's on you.
Yeah, yeah, just completely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you can... Also, tell you this stuff in the beginning. I need to finish this and that. But if I'm for five hours here and I'm not done, but I was very productive, I just need to leave.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah.
Do you know who wasn't productive? Me. I wasn't in the cafe because I wasn't able to go to Japan. But no. side note, I didn't pass the entry test that we talked for literally 10 seconds last episode. Wasn't 0.8% that I guessed last time. Was more. But kind of the same result that I had last year. But in less time that I needed. Like last time I needed about 70 to 80 minutes. And this time only 40 to 45 minutes for the same result. But just didn't pass. Doesn't matter. But the professor was nice though. Wish I'd see him again. But yeah. He won't teach me English because didn't pass the test.
Your English is too, or the test says that you're not good enough in English to learn English.
Basically,
That's kind of stupid in itself, but
it is, yeah.
It's like, well, ironic.
Yeah, very ironic.
What the fuck am I here for then?
I mean, I'm not mad about it. I wanted to pass it because I did it last time and failed, and wanted to succeed this year, but in the meantime I developed different future plans where I don't need the test for. I just wanted to pass it and didn't.
Yeah.
And I can try again next year. If you get free time, you can also sign up for it. I wonder how many percent you'll get.
Maybe.
It's free if you get time for it. Don't only do it. It's doable in 40 minutes.
Alright. Yeah, maybe.
Would be funny. Also would be funny if you pass it. Then you can start the English bachelor. Or other English things. Americanistic.
Yeah.
Anglistic. Different stuff. Only English bad English. I get it. literature, I think. Literature.
Yeah.
But it's difficult. And pronunciation was part of the test, but let me lie, 80% or so. I got it. Wait a second.
Very good, yeah.
So, on this document it says pronunciation 57%. Vocabulary 76.1%.
Crazy.
Tenses of verbs 25. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, maybe it was tenses of verbs.
Happened.
Overall, you need 65%.
Yeah.
And I got 60. Wow. Last time it was 63.7.
Oh. Well.
Well, that happens.
Yeah. What also happened was that suddenly just hell was in Europe and was incredible hot. I don't know where that came from, but it was like over the last week, there were more and more people just saying, yo, by the way, on the weekend, it's going to be insanely hot. I was just like, I mean, I'm buzzing right now with this 22 degrees outside Celsius, of course. I have no idea what it's in Fahrenheit, but... That's like a nice thing to have. And then on the weekend, for like only 2 days really, it was like 37 degrees outside, which is like about 100 degrees Fahrenheit. I even looked that up for you. but I didn't plan on speaking about the 22 degrees earlier, so I didn't prepare that, so I'm really sorry. But but yeah, like for only 2 days it went up like 15 degrees, the heat, and was just there. And today was again like 20 degrees, rained a bit and was gone again, just out of nowhere. Hell arrived, put a bit of the heat here, and then just moved on.
I don't know if
it was very interesting.
If you can flex with it, but
probably not. But
I heard that Dresden was actually the hottest place in the whole Europe this weekend.
Crazy.
Nothing to be proud of.
No.
I also don't know if it's true. Just heard it.
All right.
But it was very hot either way.
Yeah. I mean, some Texans listening to this are going to be like...
In Europe, Texas are in Europe.
Yeah, of course, but it's... There are places on Earth where it's hotter normally. Yeah, exactly, but... Well, for us it was very hot and was very out of nowhere, and it's just not very nice to be outside. On the weekend.
Yeah, also in Brandenburg there were forest fires, so it may be hotter or was hotter there than here.
Yeah.
The funny thing about Brandenburg is it would be translated directly fire castle. That's fire and forest fire.
Yeah.
For our 60% English speakers.
Yeah.
We are welcome.
Yeah, yeah. That was crazy. Yeah, but it's... Today I read in a newspaper.
Mm.
Really old school. Crazy.
Man of culture.
Very sophisticated.
Look at this extinguished gentleman.
He's reading the newspaper. Ah, yes, very distinguished. No. Today I read that.
I saw it on TikTok.
That's like the modern version of I read in a newspaper. I know that the rain that was here today actually put out most of the fires, which is great. But also, it's like so easy.
Just let it rain.
Can it just always rain when there's a wildfire? That would make things so much easier for everything, everyone involved. So it's like there's literally a huge amount of water just falling from the sky.
Basically,
if that
yeah.
isn't if that isn't the best firefighting technique, I don't know.
This thing is, it's the fire happens because it wasn't raining for a long time before yeah. that, or people went into the forest and made a campfire or had a lit cigarette or had glass lying on an open area where light was going down between the trees or something. But yeah, after long periods of dry weather, there may be rain. It's our drain sound.
Yeah.
Could also be again 1 week, month, year of a dry period.
Yeah, that's true. Just that because fires start doesn't mean that the dry period has to end. That's
weather,
completely true.
Weather and God, like, oh shit, yeah, I forgot. Need to rain again. That's the sign. Oh, yeah. My fault.
Yeah.
My fault.
It's like, my bad. Sorry, guys.
Like an alarm clock.
Yeah, well, I mean, it has a reason that they used fires to communicate with, like, the beacons.
But on forest fires.
Wildfires are just a huge beacons for God to remind him that it has to rain again.
Yeah, I just imagine someone in the Stone Age or something discovered like 10 big animals he wants to hunt, but he needs support, he needs help. Just lit up an entire forest to let the village know.
Well, that's also a very effective way to hunt, I would say. Just burn
food.
Everything down that you have it grilled already. And not only the one animal. Very dark humor.
My guess would that they escape. I'm not an expert on this field.
Yeah, but I mean, if you
need to lay a circle of fire around the whole forest. Genius.
Yeah.
Very effective.
But
could also go back and get help.
Yeah, but someone like animals like a sloth that are so incredibly slow, they wouldn't escape the fire. They would just be sitting
there.
Watching it come nearer and nearer.
The mistake
and be like
was way earlier. I think in the Stone Age, they don't...
They didn't have fire.
No, they don't go on a single mission. Or didn't go. Sorry. Tenses.
Tenses are verbs. There we are again. No, I don't know. I'm not an expert in this field.
I think they... yeah. We're at least hunting in groups of four or so.
So one can make a fire and the others can
yeah.
already hunt. Keep on hunting. Or they can spread in a circle around the prey and then set everything on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, never mind.
I'm thinking...
It just doesn't make any sense.
I'm thinking of an... creative episode title right now. Something with grilled animals and forest fires and gang signs.
I got beacons for God.
Stone Age gang signs. Medieval sounds way cooler. It's not medieval ages.
No.
But
in medieval ages, there were far more... how was the word?
Far more?
Distinguished. They even wrote letters. They didn't need to...
Well, in the medieval ages, there were other bad times. I mean, yeah. The Egyptians were way more developed in about 4,000 before Christ and a bit after.
Yeah, I think we talked about this in one of the first episodes.
No wonder they can write letters still 1,500 years later.
Yeah, true. In medieval times was
but they
really
shat on the street.
Yeah. Was like, the evolution was like going upwards and upwards, and then medieval times was just...
It's evolving kind of just backwards.
Yeah. And then with the moderns, it got more civilized.
Okay.
Again.
Your recommendation for today's week?
I got a German song this week.
That's not okay.
Crazy. Really sorry. Yeah, then I have to pass. No, the song is called Sehnsucht and it is by T-Lo.
Mach kein Wasser zu Wein, ich bin nicht Jesus. Doch hab mit dir so viel vor, war noch nie so fast.
No, I hate
great.
It.
That's
you
won't
put that onto the playlist. It already is. Dang. Probably not, but...
No.
Pranksters. Okay, my recommended song for today is Fingers Crossed by Lauren Spencer Smith.
Now it is, by the way.
Now it is?
The song is on the playlist.
Oh. Now it is Lauren Spencer Smith. What?
What?
Okay. Win of today.
Today only.
Ha, prank.
Ha, crazy. Switching it up.
Win of Monday. Wait a second. What's your win?
My win of the week. I mean, imposter. No, my win. I'll do both. Mm. My win of the week. There was nothing, not so much happening. But after I had to pass my percussion lessons for a few weeks because I had to work on Wednesday evening, I went there again this week and was amazing because we played a rhythm
Irish
that
band.
Is we played a rhythm that was relatively advanced but just very groovy, and everyone was practicing that so much that it I don't have to. No. But I practiced it in the weeks before I didn't go. We played it for a long time pretty much already, and it was really nice to just get in the flow and feel it grooving. And when something that you've worked on for quite a long time then suddenly works and sounds great, that's just a really good feeling. And that just exactly that happened. And my win for today was, what was it? I had driving lessons, and we made, yeah, we had a bit of fun.
You only hit two cars.
Yes, very great. No, it was a special driving lesson in Germany. It's very complicated, or you get really good, or at least you hope so. But I feel like I am getting explained very much, and that's also very good. And today it was time to go on like this country road. Country road. but out of the city, and go at faster speeds and
basically light speed.
Yeah, basically, with all curvy roads through mountains and so on. We practiced that, and my instructor also took the wheel at some point to just show me what's possible with the car and how fast you can go around the corners and so on. And he kind of had a bit of fun and drifted a bit on a parking lot, so that was quite cool. That was really nice. So yeah, that was my win of the day.
Yeah, understandable. Mine is way less cooler. Today I noted that we already published with this episode 18 episodes this year. Then seconds later I discovered like half of the year is already gone.
Yeah.
But we only need to publish I think 7 more episodes, and then we already have the amount that we published last year. And
yeah,
thing seems manageable.
That seems possible. That's true.
First year we started, we started after half the year was passed. We uploaded 20 episodes last year, 25, and now we are already on 18 episodes published.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Very, yeah, very good.
There was something I discovered which was surprising, and like a win was very, yeah, positive vibes, seeing that it's working out. Our plan was to continue up until we finish our oral exam. We did it, and optimum goal would be to continue after that to stay in touch. And yeah, if it works out, and fingers crossed, you know, wish will come true that you move to Aachen, to Western Germany, mm-hmm, nearly Netherlands and Belgium.
To where the weed is.
Stuff will get more exciting. And I think we will have even more than to talk about if we live in different cities. Let's see. And I'm excited for this.
Yeah. Very much. Me as well.
But something else exciting. I love to go to bookstores and just look around and buy books, even if I don't read them or that often. I bought a new book that was recommended to me by two different people that don't know each other, and it seemed interesting, so I bought it. I won't read it probably in the next half year or so, because I will read all my other books first. But I bought it anyways, so I won't forget it, and it's like kind of on my wish list, waiting list on books I want to read. But I like and enjoy to look for books and buy them. It's fun to me. So that was a win. I rarely buy That's books.
Nice, yeah.
As rarely as I read books.
Yeah.
The book is about humanity and how the human is good overall, because people may be not good, let's put it that way, the opposite of good, and it's all about why people and humanity is basically good. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what it's about. I haven't started it. Can't tell much about it.
Yeah,
looking forward to it. It's by Rutger Breckmann, if you want to read it yourself. It's German, mm-hmm. though. But there may be a translation available. I don't know. It just came out last year in August. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. 5 questions.
Nice. Yes. Dum, 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 dum.
1 hour 10 already. Let's see. Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give that the last bit of energy.
If you were given $5 million, so relatively small budget.
Million or billion?
Million.
All right.
To open a small museum, what kind of museum would you create?
That's very interesting. That's a very cool question as well.
So I think 5 million is like a good price to open a museum.
Yeah. I mean, it
would take a lot of money to rent such house or build even a house for a museum. But yeah. I would probably open a museum that has to do something with art. Or does every museum display art? I think so. In every way, you could probably explain why it's art.
We already talked about that art can be basically everything. Mm-hmm. So probably yes.
Okay, then it's something that I consider art. It's something completely different. Probably a gallery, but gallery is also kind of a museum, with pictures, paintings of artists I like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So relatively classic museum.
But like the favorite museum I want to go to because it's the artists I like the most.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Are you?
I think I have it.
The 5 million I would be then only one painting from Picasso, so
yeah. That's I think therefore I am. No, I'm thinking about something more interactive, and I'm more looking to my younger customership. So I think there's enough museums that adults like to go to, but the children are always annoyed. Well, no, they're not always annoyed. That's not true. But I just want to mind to go more into that direction, or like children and younger people.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like it to be interactive. And so my idea is kind of to have, I don't know if that counts as a museum, but to have like those like so simulators and stuff of a lot of stuff that you can do, like things you see in your normal life, like an airplane or maybe also like construction type things, like a crane or an excavator, maybe also like, of course, car sims are pretty basic, boring. But that would be that would be really cool as well, of course.
Like, and a just monster to truck car simulator.
Yeah. Just to have like different simulators or of things that you could normally, or that are so far away that you can normally never have anything to do with, but to just give an idea of what that would be like.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I support it. I will donate my 5 million to you.
Great.
With one painting I buy and that's hanging in the entrance.
Very good. Yeah.
And like, there's in your museum, there's one extra room that is my museum.
Yeah.
Like a small room with a small painting. It's only that big that only one person can see it because you need to get very close.
Yeah. But it's your favorite
painting. Yeah, and it's also very bad lighting. So you need to be extra close. Very bad museum. But it costs very much to get the 5 million back.
Yeah.
Okay, next questions. How do you feel about clowns?
I have... clowns are very confusing. I mean... they're like they're on the spectrum.
Are they humans? What species?
No, but this the spectrum of what a clown can be, from just a very very nice, funny, also maybe kind of use protective at some point. I mean, if I have no idea, but a very good person until like the it clown. It's like such a huge spectrum that's kind of weird what happened to clowns.
Yeah, and there were people running around killing other people in clown costumes in like, I don't know, where was it, 2013? Like when the Maya calendar was over.
That time. When the Maya were gone, the clowns came.
That's a good title. Today I also thought about which year in our lifetime was like the year that was like just happened, but nothing happened. I thought maybe 2015 was a complete neutral year, or was there anything I forgot?
Yeah, true.
What happened in 2015?
Like nothing.
Yeah, nothing. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
The Earth was still there. Obama was still president. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, but clowns are very, very suspicious breed. They are. I mean, the area where comedy is, like, silly people wearing silly costumes and having a squeaky nose, that's kind of over, is it? It's like, is that really still the point that we are at?
No, nowadays you are 7 and you play Roblox.
Yes. That, yeah.
And that is sadly
that's the
true
point where we are at. And have a digital clown costume, but from a killer clown.
Yeah, true.
But it's funny because it's digital and in Roblox.
And you can do the take the L dance from it, who's also clown. Haha. But they probably don't know it. You just think, haha, L loser, ha.
Yeah, that's the...
Loser lover? Yeah, I don't get it. It's two different words, man.
That's the situation that we are at this
point.
Yeah,
and it's shit.
Yeah, show. True.
Future generation is shit. Let's take that
as
an episode title.
Yeah,
We're the boomers now for the next generation.
Yeah, it's happening.
They can. It's happening now. yeah.
All right. But I just wrote the title down.
Yeah, I know.
Future generation is. Is L. Ha. Take the L future. No, that's pessimistic. I mean. No, I don't like that. It's too pessimistic. Humans are good, basically.
All right. That's a good statement to sum up the whole clown debate. Humans are good. Essentially.
Okay, the next question kind of continues with that. With us being boomers. In 40 years, what will people be nostalgic for? Killer clowns.
Corona.
Yeah, that's also my first thought, but it's pretty obvious. That's come up. Came up
yeah.
Else.
That's really
obvious. Is it clowns?
No. No.
Because definitely not.
Well, what the biggest impact the clowns had with our generation?
No.
No. Clowns was a thing of like maybe the 80s or 90s, I don't know, but the biggest impact that the clowns had after 2000, yeah, of course, but yeah, okay, maybe the
last survivors of the dying species.
No, maybe before 2010, clowns were still a thing, but after that, really, the clowns that were known or made an impact were Killer Clowns and It, so, or Pennywise from It. So, that's, nah, what not gonna be nostalgic about Killer Clowns.
What gender do clowns have? Are they all male?
I think they're female clowns, surely.
But there are not that many female humans. that are dumb enough to become a clown.
All right.
It's again the man. Why
pretty women much live hating longer. On clowns? Why?
Why women live longer? They don't become clowns.
Yeah.
But well, there are still some clowns surviving. They start with an F and it goes further with Arari.
And they're sitting on the pit wall and are responsible for strategy calls.
Okay, yeah, Corona. Do you think books still exist 40 years? I think so.
Like paper yes, books. Of course. I mean, they survived, I don't know, 3,000 years. Not gonna disappear 3, in the next 20.
Gutenberg wasn't 1,000 year before.
Yeah, Christ. But there were books before.
They
I
were
mean,
newspapers
all right.
before that.
Yeah, yeah, true. not 3,000.
Loose papers. There were barely a paper, barely a sheet. They were falling apart.
Yeah, but books existed before Gutenberg. Gutenberg just industrialized
Gutenberg just
the whole
made
thing.
Good
Gutenberg just the good book. Yeah, he made it that you can print books very fast and very efficient. I mean, by today's standard, not but for that for those times.
Something great.
Yeah, but books still existed before Gutenberg.
Gutenberg
he
made
just
books.
Gutenberg. Yes. Yeah, maybe like 1,000 years. That's probably more accurate, but they're not going to disappear in the next 40. I do think that people are going to be nostalgic about the music of this mm-hmm. year. Not because it's going to be worse. We're not boomers. We're not trying to go in this direction. But because it will change and some people will still like the music that we have now or had in the last years.
Now,
so
a lot of people are listening to 80s music and think that it's great, which is 40 years ago, or was 40 years ago. So you think in 40 years we will listen to 2020 to 20s music, which is it's difficult. I think it's in the past. It's easy to to look at different times and to say music style was, or art styles in general was this and that, but like now we have everything. Like starting
I agreed,
maybe 2010 or so, something happened and we have all now. People create music now that sounds like 80s music.
Yeah, I do agree with you. That, because of streaming and the internet as a whole, there's far more. I mean, everybody can listen to what they want. It's not only radios that have to publish that gets listened most to. It's everybody can publish everything and everybody can listen to everything. So there is more, a broader variety of stuff that is on or available just in general. But on the other hand, it's always that you can't really depict the trend that you're currently in.
Yeah, I mean, but I think it's also more difficult now because what you said, it's more people that do the thing, because clearly in 1600 you had like one or two guys playing music in a village and they were the music style, and now every second person does play an instrument or produce music or whatever. Everyone can do it.
I definitely agree. There is definitely a broader variety of music that we listen to right now and that is published. So what else
gaming stuff, maybe the way we play toys in general, so like stuff like Lego and something, it may change because it's plastic. I don't know. Maybe plastic is illegal in the future, and it's then out of wood. that it changes different in a different direction. Maybe everything's digital in 40 years. I'm hoping for some AR. Also boring if it's not that physical and you can't touch your toys in AR. I hope that we will be able to be nostalgic in 40 years about our transportation now, that it changes in a big way. That would be good. But I don't know how and in which way. Oh, no. Do you want to add something or can I continue with the next great question?
No, we can continue.
Okay, you're not ready for this question.
But I am not.
But I want to know. Have you ever taken a shit in the forest?
I'm really not ready for that one. I can say with confidence, not in the last 15 years. Before that, my memory betrays me. I cannot say with certainty that I have.
I will not speak without my lawyer.
I think I have in very
in the medieval
very
ages.
Early childhood. In medieval ages. I'm a time traveler, you know. Not in recent times, but I probably have, yes.
I don't know, I think many people have, but I haven't.
You haven't?
Yeah, I haven't.
Are you certain?
I'm searching.
searching for someone to do it with, or what?
No, certain. Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Good. Next one. Last one, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. What would be the worst thing for the government to make illegal? Taking a shit in the forest. Because I want to do it. Three, two, one.
I have no idea. The worst thing. What would be the worst thing? Probably like breathing or something. Yeah. No.
What? One thing in school to make pressure on kids, especially kids in grammar school, is to count down like 5, 4, 3, 2, just to make pressure that they finish or whatever.
And you just use that tactic on me.
Not really much of a tactic, but I mean, it did apply pressure on you, but
yes,
the thing is, I
still recovering.
I am mad scared that someone discovers that nothing happens if I go to zero. I don't know what I will do after that. If someone discovered that nothing happens when I reach zero, I'm screwed. Like, the tactic is already that they then start to do something or to end whatever the plan is. But if it doesn't work out, I'm already screwed. Like, it's calculated risk, but the risk is very high.
You have to take the kid very very rapidly and drag him into another room, do nothing with him, just wait there for a bit, and come back, and everyone will still be afraid. Also the kid
himself, like, you would tell the
others. Probably. Yeah, but bro, he's, you still saw scared.
Nothing. Nothing. So clear.
No, but nothing. I mean, the pressure does keep climbing if you take his hand very energetically and try to drag him somewhere else. Maybe then that's the next step.
Yeah, at this point, it worked out every time.
Yeah, like, we're hoping that it continues,
like,
to do
every
so.
Every case out of 100 cases or so. It worked out, like 3, 2, 1, and everyone's moving. Like,
yeah, we just
majority of them.
We're just really hoping that no kid at your school
listening to the podcast
is an experienced poker player and is calling the bluff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hope they don't Google my name, because I think they know, my first and last name, because then they could find this podcast and this episode.
But can they speak English?
Yeah, some of no they front, do, and also we have one complete family of English speaking kids in the school.
Ah, yeah,
so
right.
They know.
Oh, dangerous.
Dangerous. Ooh, very that sounds risky. Good, yeah. Okay, what was your very answer? Risky. Breathing. I think that's
no,
very
there was
much the worst thing.
Yeah, there was a very bad. Yeah, but it's a lame answer. I don't know.
Being climate neutral as a company. the thing I noted was toilet paper. I mean, how are you supposed to wipe your ass without toilet paper? With newspaper or what? Then your ass is black. Because of the ink.
No, just leaves from the forest. Well,
imagine going to the forest in nature. The well, that sucks. Oh, it stinks. And why are the leaves brown?
That's gotta be a new species.
It's April. It's not autumn. Why are the leaves brown? Bro.
Yeah. Bro. No. What is... was a very bad thing.
Brown leaves. Shit on the
pot. Yeah, I don't know. To leave your house whenever you like. Corona. No, I have no idea. It's such an open question.
The worst thing would be to make this podcast illegal, because it's the best. But it's over now.
True.
That's sad.
It is. But it's been a very fun and also quite long episode once again.
Yeah, we need to come to an end. No, goodbye.